Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Nyaya, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Moola, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om. ॐ निधाय हृदि विश्वेशम् विधाय गुरुवन्दनम् बालानाम् सुखबोधाय क्रियते तर्कसङ्ग्रहः सो परत्वम् एण्ड् अपरत्वम् वि सा नो आद्यपतन असमवायिकारणम् गुरुत्वम् पृथ्वी जलवृत्तिः सो आद्यपतन असमवायिकारणम् गुरुत्वम् सो दि फार् द फस्ट् For the first fall, free fall, whatever the cause is, that is called Gurutva. Non-intimate cause, they say. Asamavayi karnam. Samavayi karnam is intimate cause. Samavayi karnam is inseparable. So, asamavayi karnam is Gurutvam. Adhyapatana. For the first fall, see the ball, when you throw the ball or stone up, it moves up, 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 up and it stops. Then it starts falling. So, the moment it stops, and from there, when it starts falling, that first moment we are talking about. We are talking about only the first moment. The ball stops, and then it starts again falling to the ground. That is called Gurutva. Gurutva is gravitational pull, heaviness. Guru means heavy. Here is its gravitational pull. You have to understand it's gravitational pull. That gravitational pull, it's not the others. Just the first pull. The first instance. Why? From the second, why they have to say Adhya Patana? The first fall, they say. They are very specific in that. They say the first fall. Because the second, third, second, the second and third moment, it's all because of the first fall. They are because of the force created by the, generated by the first fall. So, Adhya Patana is important there. Prithvi, Jala, Vrittihi. It exists in Prithvi and Jala. In the earth and in the water. And Adhya Sandana Asamavayi Karanam Dravatvam. Prithvi, Jala, Jala Tejo Vrittihi. Tat Vividham Samsiddhikam Naimittikam Chaiti. Samsiddhikam Jale Naimittikam Prithvi Tejasoho Prithivyam Grutadau Agni Sayyogacham Dravattam Tejasi Suvarnadau. Adhya Syandana Asamavayi Karanam Dravattam. The first free flow. For the first free flow, whatever the cause is, that cause is Dravatva. For the first free flow. The second, third free flow, it's because of the first free flow. So, that exists in Prithvi, Jala, Earth, Water and Fire. See, they say flow and they include Prithvi and Tejas. See, if it is water, okay, water you throw and it comes, also, it also comes down. Or you may, that is possible. Or the water of rain, it falls down. That is also possible. But, Dravatva, liquid state. Drava is liquid. Liquid state, and for that, the flow of the liquid state, that state is not possible in earth. They say, earth also. How? Because this free flow of, this dravatva is of two types. This flow, flowness is of two types. One is Samsiddhikam, the other is Naimittikam. Samsiddhikam means that which is natural. And the other is Naimittikam, because of some nimitta, some cause. It's caused by something. Where it is natural and where it is not natural, unnatural, where it is unnatural, that is Samsiddhikam Jale. It is natural in water. The water flows naturally. But in the case of earth and the fire, it is unnatural. It is created. It is because of some influence. Naimittikam. It is influenced by something. Because of some influence, it starts flowing. What starts flowing? Earth starts flowing. How? Where have you seen that? Ghritadau. Prithivyam ghritadau agni sanyogacham dravatvam. Prithvi. Earth flows. Where have you seen? Krita. Ghee. Clarified butter. Clarified butter is a form of earth. It has earthness in it. How? Prithvitva in it. How? It has smell. Gandhavatvam prithvi. Gandhavati prithvi. We saw. That which is endowed with smell is prithvi. That has prithvitva in it. So, grita is, which is in a natural state, it is strong. And when you keep it on fire, it melts. It becomes dravatva. It attains that liquid state. And because of that, it starts flowing. Tejasi, suvarnadau. And fire flowing, it's like agnina sinchati. It is there. There is a scriptural statement which is agnina sinchati. He sprinkles fire. It's like that without any use. You say no. The suvarna, gold, the khanana. When you dig the earth, whatever gold etc. you get, that is put in the claws of fire. Under the fire, it has come. Because the color, it is yellow. You melt it, it is still yellow. These kind of things, they say it has this tejasattva. It has this fireness. So, when you melt this fire, this gold, it becomes in natural state, it is solid. When you relate it with fire, then it melts. It becomes liquid. Then it starts flowing. So, therefore, that is also having dravatva. Fire also has dravatva. And that is also nityam and naimittikam. See, the nityam and anityam, you have to say, the dravatva also is of two types. It is nitya and anitya. In the case of paramanu, it is nitya. And in the case of the others, dvainak etc., it is anitya. Nityagatam nityam, anityagatam anityam. You have to understand here also. Churnadi. Pindi bhava hetuhu gunaha snehaha. Churnadi, powder. Churna means powder etc. Pindi bhavaha, you make it as a pinda, you group it. The cause which makes it to group, to become a piece, that is called the powder grouped together. That is because of this guna, called this attribute called sneha. You add water, there is powder, you add some water, it groups, it sticks to each other. So that sticky, that grouping quality is because of sneha. If it does not have that sneha in it, even if you add some water in it, you will not be able to group it. Jala matra vruttihi. This exists only in jala. Because of the jala, this powder gets this quality of snehatva. Sneha means general, he is my snehita. This kind of prayoga is there. Meaning, he is my friend. Friend means that who is one who is close. So, here also, that which helps two pieces of powder to come together, to mingle, that is called sneha. Like clay, when you add water, it becomes group. That is the cause. Sneha is the cause for that. Shrotra grahyo gunaha shabdaha akashamatra vruttihi sa dvidaha dhanyatmako varnatmakas cheti tatra dhanyatmako bheryadau varnatmakaha samskrita bhashadi rupaha. Shrotra grahyo gunaha shabdaha. Shabda. What is Shabda? Sneha Shabda. In that order, Shabda. Next is Shabda. What is Shabda? Sound. Sound is the attribute which can be gained only through your ears. what your ears grasp, that is only through your ears, whatever you grasp, that is called sound, shabda. And this sound is of two types. One is, and it exists only in akasha, because shabda gunakam akasham. Akasha is that one which has this shabda as its attribute. And sad dvidaha dhvanyatmako varnatmakas cheti, and that sound is of two types. One is dhvanyatmakaha, the other is varnatmakaha. Dhvani means sound. Sound produced without sound which does not have any meaning. That is dhvanyatmakaha. Varnatmaka means of words, syllables. So, a sound of syllable and a sound of non-syllable. That is the two things. So, see, why I have to say it as, explain it as this way? Because even sounds which are not used, which don't have syllable in it, give some meaning. There are people who can make their instruments, music instruments, speak. They can create a, they can pass a message through that. And in village, in the forest and all, you see the phantom stories, you say dum 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 dum, they will start beating their drums. The time or the kind of beat gives a meaning to it. So, dhvanyatmaka, there is this drum, etc., which gives the dhvani, the sound. And there is varnatmaka, there is this sound called with syllable. So dhvanyatmaka bheryado, dhvanyatmaka sound, it is seen in bheri, etc., drums, etc. And varnatmaka in the languages, Sanskrit, etc. So these are the two types of, and even there they have some people differentiate again in three types. Sanyogaja vibhagaja shabdas cheti. Sanyogaja, the sound which is produced when you bring together something, when you bring together something like two hands, when you bring the hands together, you create a sound, the clapping sound. That is one. The other is vibhagaja, when you separate something, the sound which is created is vibhagaja, created because of vibhaga, separating. Like a bamboo, when you split the bamboo, the sound it produces is vibhagaja. And the other is shabdaja, with words. Whatever sound you produce through words, that is shabdaja. People differentiate it in different way. But this shabda is, see, each system has a way to understand, grasp. They have a different way to grasp the object. If you produce a sound, I speak, you hear, you listen to it, you hear. How do you hear? The sound waves travel. They are so scientific. See, the sound wave travels. The waves reach your ear, then you hear that sound. The farther you go, the sound waves become weak, therefore you are not able to hear the words properly. The closer you are closer to the sound waves, therefore you are able to hear it properly. They have two nyayas, kadamba golaka kadamba mukula nyayena, or vichi taranga nyayena. Vichi taranga means like the waves. You throw one stone in the pond, it creates a wave, the ripple effect. It spreads in all sides. That is why when I speak, I am not only making people in front of me understand, hear it. People behind me, in the sides of me also are able to hear it. Because the sound wave produced, it spreads like a wave in all the directions. But according to the adrishta of the hearer, it disintegrates or it gets weaker. This is the method of Nayayikas, the logicians. Vedantins, they say the sense organ travel to the space, place of speech, and it grasps the sound, where the sound produced, where sound is produced, the sense organ travels to that place and it grasps. And that is why when it is farther, the sense organs loosen its strength to grasp. That is why it's not able to grasp some sound. The closer it is, the sense organs are so powerful, it grasps the sound very clearly. This is the difference between Vedantins and the logicians. Logicians accept the sound to travel. Vedantins accept the sense organ to travel. With the help of the Antakarna Vritti, the Antakarna Vritti travels to the sense organ, the thought function travels to the sense organ and grasps the sense object. Here, the sense object or the reflection, whatever that sense object produces, that travels to the sense organ. So, this, and that is why, see, if the sound is traveled like this, then in Shabda Gunakam Akasham, the Akasha space has this quality of sound. When I was studying, I was wondering, what, how? See, there is this vacuum. In that vacuum, if you create a sound, it doesn't travel. I was wondering, what, how is it? Shabda Gunakam Akasham, if space has this quality of sound, soundness, then it should have to pass on the sound. There should be this ripple effect even in the vacuum. But vacuum doesn't travel, the sound doesn't travel in the vacuum. So why is it? Then I understood. The sound is created, it exists and it becomes, it destroys, it gets destroyed in the same place. Because for the sound to travel, the waves need to be pushed. And for the waves to be pushed, the air should be there. So, in the vacuum, since the air which helps the waves to travel does not exist, the sound which is produced does not travel. But in other places, the sound travels because of the air. The sound packets travel because of the air. They call this phonon. The sound waves, they call it, that packets, they call it phonon. Like electron, proton, neutron, it is called phonon. Sarva vyavahara hetur guno buddhi jnanam. Now we come to the next guna jnanam. What is jnanam? Knowledge. Sarva vyavahara hetu. That with the help of which you do all the transaction, speaking, seeing, listening, etc. All these transactions are possible because of that intellect, that knowledge which is jnanam. And sa dvividha smriti anubhavascha, and that knowledge is of two types. One is smriti, the other is anubhava. One type of knowledge is smriti, remembering. The other type of knowledge is anubhava, experience. So, remembrance and experience are two types of knowledges. Then, samskara matram janyam jnanam smriti. What is smriti? What do you call as smriti, remembrance? What is that remembering? Samskara matra janyam jnanam. That which is created, that knowledge which is gained just only because of the samskara, thought impression. Only the thought impression can create, janyam, can create this knowledge which is called smriti. Smriti is that knowledge which the thought impression creates. Samskara matra. Only it is possible only through the thought impression. And what is anubhava, experience? Tadu bhinnam jnanam anubhava. Tadu bhinnam. Tadu bhinnam means tadu. What is tadu here? That smriti, that which is created by samskara, that knowledge which is different from smriti is anubhava, experience. There are only two knowledges. If this is not knowledge, if this is not the knowledge, then that other knowledge is what we are talking about. Tad bhinnam, that which is different from smriti is anubhava, experience. So, vividaha, and that experience is also of two types. Yatharta ayatharthas cheti. Yatharta anubhavaha, അയഥാർത്ഥ അനുഭവ ഓർ ടു ടൈപ്സ് ഓഫ് അനുഭവ എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് യഥാർത്ഥ അനുഭവ ആൻഡ് അയഥാർത്ഥ അനുഭവ ഇസ് ദി എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് വി ആർ ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദർ ടു ടൈപ്സ് ഓഫ് എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് വൺ യഥാർത്ഥ അനുഭവ വൈ ഐ എം സ്ട്രെസിംഗ് ദിസ് വിൽ പ്രൂവ്